Well, we can't let today's program end without mentioning Grand Final Football Weekend, the date with destiny last weekend in September for both the NRL and the AFL Grand Finals. Sentiment's playing an unusually big role. The North Queensland Cowboys taking on the Storm in rugby league, and in the AFL, Richmond's the talk of the town. They haven't been in a premiership event for 37 years. They came 12th last year, and a few wooden spoons, shall we say, have found their way to the club over the years. Today's their big chance as they're pitted against Adelaide, who've also had their ups and downs, goodness, haven't they, with some extraordinarily emotional challenges off ground. Joe Sunderland is described as one of the rusted-on Tiger fans since birth. He's been living in London for over 10 years. Once he knew Richmond had reached the preliminaries, he was on a plane and managed to get a ticket for last Saturday's game. So he's off to the MCG very soon before flying home to London tomorrow, and we just couldn't resist the chance for a chat with such a rusted-on case. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Geraldine. Good morning.
So you, even though you didn't know whether Richmond was going to get through to the grand final, you flew from London to Melbourne.
I did, yes. I thought I hadn't been back for about 4 years, and I thought this was a perfect excuse to convince my wife that it was time for me to come back for a week. So,
how long have you been a fan?
Well, my first memory, somewhat sadly, was the 1982 Grand Final and losing that one. So as long as I can remember, I think my brother took me under his wing as a Richmond fellow Richmond supporter. So all of my life, but yes, my first memory was of losing Grand Final, and since then it's sort of gone downhill. So today is obviously a major sort of highlight.
A huge day. And I'm told that when you came back, you retrieved your old Tigers jumper and you can still fit into it.
So, yes, slightly more snug around the tummy area than it was perhaps 15 years ago, but still fits. I've got it on this morning, getting my money's worth out of it today. So, yes, my sister thankfully dragged that out of a cupboard in the bedroom, spare bedroom down at her place, and I'm wearing that today. I wore it last weekend and I've worn it for much of this week.
I hope it's not moth-eaten, isn't it?
No.
Now, you didn't sleep also, I'm told, for 60 hours when you went straight to the preliminaries from the London flight. When did you last see the Tigers even play?
So a couple of times when I've been back over the last sort of 14 years, I've sort of timed it with the home and away season. So I've gone to see a game here or there. But it's a long way from the sort of 15 to 20 games a year I was going to when I was living here in the 90s and early noughties. So the occasional game here and there, but yes, not the sort of the regular sort of home and away fan that I was before.
Do you watch it in England though?
A little bit, yeah. So I watched some of the highlights. The timing is a little bit tricky in terms of the time difference. But, yeah, so I do try and catch up with a few of the games online when I can.
So the question many are probably asking, Joe, is how did you get a ticket? Have you handed over thousands?
No, I haven't handed over thousands. I had resigned myself to the fact that I wouldn't get a ticket and I wouldn't be going. And then I think, if I just say that perhaps the football gods smiled upon me and the golden ticket turned up, so it was an opportunity, and so I couldn't pass on that opportunity. So, yeah.
Okay, that's a pass, I think. So you're staying in Richmond. I think the postcode is 3121. Describe for us what the atmosphere is like in Tiger Country. I can only guess.
Yes, so you're right. I'm looking out the window now at Richmond Town Hall. It's incredible, actually. It's just the number of people out on the street. There's a really great sort of community feel with everybody out and wearing their colours. So it's fantastic. It's really exciting. And you know, coming back and visiting and having the chance to spend a bit of time in Richmond is really great. So there's a really good atmosphere here, really positive atmosphere. And it's sort of a celebration, if you like, that regardless of today's result, there's just a celebration that we made it. We got to the, you know, the final day in September.
So you did.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yes, well, look, the very best of luck. It's just such a wonderful... You're not at the MCG yet, are you, or are you about to...
Not yet, no. I'll be heading off shortly.
All right. Well, look, good luck, Joe. I really hope you have a marvellous time.
Great, thank you very much.
Joe Sunderland, an economist based in London who actually worked at number 10 when Gordon Brown was in office, here for the AFL Grand Final to watch his beloved Tigers. Thanks to the team this week, Anne Arnold, Belinda Summer, Kate McDonald, here in the studio, Julie Street, and sound engineer Tim Jenkins. And look, we'll leave you with the hymns, the team songs of the Tigers, the Crows, the Cowboys and Melbourne Storm, who of course play tomorrow. Good luck to them all. Enjoy the ecstasy of Grand Final Day as a supporter. There's nothing quite like it. Where the mighty Adelaide crows.